KGMI Morning News Extra.
Working for the weekend, talking about local gem, Mount Baker Theater with John Purdy, who's the executive director there. And John, good news. You're opening back up a little bit, including starting today.
A little bit is the right thing, and starting today also correct, sir. We're very excited about it.
So it's called Mount Baker Theater Movie Palace, a cool name. What's the event?
Yeah, well, we are, because of the new guidelines that the governor issued a couple of weeks ago, we are able to reopen at limited capacity, 25%, or as long as you have 6 feet distancing and no more than 200 people. So no more than 200 people for us is like 13%. But yeah, so we're opening up for movies. We can do 200 people at a time. So it'll be almost like a private showing. There'll be like 1,300 empty seats in the theater with you. But yeah, we're going to start showing movies on March 12th.
Okay. And what's the first movie that will be showed on March 12th?
Well, we're pretty excited to do The Greatest Showman. It's where the lights are bright and things are good happening. So we're going to be doing The Greatest Showman on that Friday. And tickets go on sale this morning in about an hour at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And then there's that.
And then on Saturday, there's Brave. And so then there'll be movies on Friday and Saturday for the next few weeks.
Well, and we've said it before, but what a great venue just to go see an old school movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so we're getting a brand new projector, actually, because, we've been talking about that capital campaign we've been working on for a couple of years. And so we have gotten to the point where it was time to put in the new sound system and the new projector. And so we got a screaming good deal on the new sound system. And so it allowed us to get an even higher quality projector. So a new projector is being shipped in right now from Georgia and should be here in time for to get set up for that March 12th. So it's like an 18,000 lumen laser projector. And so we're really excited about the quality of image that we'll be able to show now as well.
Well, and I've always been impressed by the quality of the sound system there, too. So I can't even imagine there's an upgrade, but going to be even better on the sound side of things, too.
Yeah, the new sound system hasn't gotten installed yet. I mean, we're still using the current one we have, which is great for movies. But yeah, we often will rent systems as well. So that's why when you come in, you're like, oh, the sound system's always good. Well, yeah, that's because sometimes we have to rent a system. When we bring in concerts or those traveling Broadway shows, they bring their own system. And so now we'll have one that is in place all the time for all the shows. And so I think that gets installed in the middle of May is a timeline for that.
All right. Safe to assume you're working on some live bookings for maybe starting again back in the fall?
Well, we are absolutely doing that. We have some shows on the books, and we're operating under the assumption that it is more likely than not that we'll be able to reopen fully. We might have to wear masks and things, but we can fully open up this fall. And so we have shows ready to go for this fall. And then, of course, if things get extended, we'll just have to keep pushing those back. But we're hoping to go on sale this summer for shows that happened this fall.
And I was sad when the Amy Grant concert had to be canceled because of COVID. Any chance that she'll be rebooked for when things reopen more fully?
Well, I can tell you that she has already been confirmed for a new date. I honestly don't remember off the top of my head which one it is, but I think it's in the fall. I think it might be October.
Okay.
Let me see if I can't see that one. Yeah, Amy Grant is in October 13th.
Okay. Any other bookings you got there that you're looking at?
Well, yeah, Steep Canyon Rangers is also in October, and we have David Sedaris that's coming back in September, and the Wailing Jennies, have put off until March. So, but the Wailing Jennies are coming. They have booked up. It'll be 2 years. They were supposed to be here last March, and then we booked them to this March, and then of course that couldn't happen. So now they're going to next March, but. By God, they're going to be here sooner or later. We're going to make it happen, that's for sure.
If my wife's listening, she's running around the house screaming in happiness because she's been looking forward to the Wailing Jennies at Mount Baker Theater for sure. So.
Well, we are as well. We are as well. Yeah, I mean, the last time we talked, we were working on that countdown to curtain. And so we were able to make that goal. We got to that goal like on December 31st, and we raised actually $230,000. So our goal was $220,000. Or 225, and we got to 230, so we're so excited about that. But if that's to make sure we can reopen for the to do full bore. Right now, we're just hoping that we can break even on these movies. So they're only like $10.50 a ticket, and but we'll have popcorn and beer and wine, and so it'll be a good night to come out and see an old show that you enjoy, and have a beer and some popcorn, and watch The Princess Bride or Die Hard. We threw Die Hard back in there since it had sold so well in December.
Yeah,
people were disappointed they couldn't come see it.
All right. Well, it's so great to hear that you're all persevering down there at Mount Baker Theater. Tickets on sale at 10 o'clock this morning for all the shows for the Mount Baker Theater Movie Palace. John Purdy is executive director. John, thanks for stopping by KGMI this morning.